Antibiotic resistance is a growing problem nationally. Part of the solution could come from farms. Ohio Valley Resource agriculture reporter Nicole Irwin and WFPL's health reporter Lisa Gillespie have more on the effort to stop so-called superbugs.
When activists from the environmental group Natural Resources Defense Council visited a KFC last year, they weren't looking for an 8-piece meal.
Hey, honk if you like chicken! Oh, hooray!
In the NRDC video, an advocate in a chicken costume called out KFC for buying chicken from suppliers that use antibiotics even when the birds aren't sick. Public health groups say abuse of antibiotics is breeding resistance in bacteria and weakening our medicines. I'm Nicole Irwin.
And I'm Lisa Gillespie. At Baptist Health Hospital in LaGrange, Kentucky, Dr. Rusty Ellis shows me what he relies on to treat his sickest patients.
Oh, these are IV antibiotics. It's just a clear fluid, or your Capricin, that's a good example. Pop the straw in there and have at it.
Ellis's patients come in with staph infections and sepsis. Most of the time, he can find a replacement treatment. But it's not as easy as it used to be.
And then this is Levaquin. Still works in some instances, but it's becoming fewer and fewer pathologies that we actually use this in.
Levaquin is an antibiotic once used on chickens. When it lost its effectiveness, the Food and Drug Administration banned its use on animals. Dr. Ellis can't make a direct link between the resistant bacteria and the farms in the surrounding county, but he knows it can happen with any livestock use.
Whatever you're giving your cows and so forth, those bugs can become resistant. I mean, it's not any different than us.
Those bugs can then leave a farm via manure runoff, on cars, or even via human touch. It's such a problem that the World Health Organization held its first summit on the subject last fall. The WHO says resistant strains of bacteria can increase the likelihood of death and make people sicker for longer.
Unfortunately, I have firsthand experience.
What?
Yeah. Several years ago, my entire immediate family was infected with an antibiotic-resistant staph infection known as MRSA. It's not something we usually bring up, but my parents agreed to an interview because they want people to understand how something like MRSA can spiral.
So do you guys remember when we had staph in the house?
Unfortunately, yes. Seems like once it got in the house, everybody in the house got a taste of it.
That's my father, Bucky Irwin. We both went to a primary care physician concerned the boils on our skin were drug resistant. 2 years and countless antibiotics later, an infectious disease specialist told us we had a topical strain of staph. The sores were embarrassing, and we didn't know what to do at first. Now that we do, we can joke about it a little.
Rub-a-dub-dub, let's scrub in the tub. Come on, Mama, throw some bleach in here.
Get out that HIPAA cleanse and let's scrub down.
That was also my mother, Nancy Irwin. After we learned to sanitize everything, we also learned to laugh about it. The boils from staph stopped popping up. The scars, however, are still there.
In 2015, the FDA found that about 60% of antibiotics given to animals were also used on people. Now the FDA has a new regulation to deal with this. Farmers can't feed their livestock medically important antibiotics just to make them grow bigger anymore. They can still use antibiotics to prevent disease, but only with a prescription from a veterinarian. But health advocates still question whether this rule is enough to prevent the next superbug.
And there are questions about how farmers and the industry will respond. We'll get to those questions in our next report. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin.
And I'm Lisa Gillespie.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Public Radio Service of Western Kentucky University.